The music you want to hear, 95.1 Gem FM.
Of all the saddest words that I've ever heard, the saddest was the story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. All I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it... An onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Welcome back. This is Love Your Garden. And I haven't been here with this one for a few months. I think it was December the last time I did it. Mind you, January is pretty hot and I was away for February, so that explains it. Now, we have our new competition. I talked about it last time. We'll talk about it again. It's the secret sound marble drop. Now listen for your cue to text in. When you hear it, count how many marbles you think we have dropped and then text your guess into 0484-510-152. If you're correct, you will go into the draw to win a $50 voucher from This Pair Footwear, which will be drawn Monday morning, 7 a.m. on the Rise and Shine Show with Sam. That's a mouthful, Rise and Shine Show with Sam. The sound will be played a couple of times throughout the show, so be sure to keep it locked on 95.1 Gem FM so you don't miss. So last time I was talking, or one time, about pruning and soil type. So thought a refresher might be needed since it's getting to the time when we will be able to get in the garden again. Now let's start with pruning. You may have already done all your pruning, but the pruning of vines, shrubs and trees is supposed to be a gentle art. But if you are like me, I look at the object to be pruned and I feel like I'm going into battle. If it's big, not so much if it's small. I guess that's because I really don't want to do it. You will need a good set of spring-loaded secateurs. Never, ever buy the cheapest. Not good enough. Get them sharpened every season and never leave them out in the weather to rust. If you really buy some good ones, then you don't really want them out there rusting, do you? If you paint the handles bright red, they are less likely to get lost and you can find them in amongst all that undergrowth. The basic rule for evergreens, and that's the plants that keep their leaves all year round, which of course everybody knows, is to cut only one third of the total foliage. Brutal pruning will send the plant into shock. So cut on a downward angle so that water doesn't leak into the wound. You cut new growth back to 3 centimetres above the last node on the stem or branch. Now take into consideration the shape and direction that you want the shrub or tree to expand next season. A node on the top surface of the branch will send a new sprout growing skywards. Deciduous trees, shrubs and vines are those plants that lose their leaves every autumn. We have some here, but not so many. These are the trees where the sap goes into sleep mode. So when all the leaves have fallen from a deciduous plant, it is safe to give it a really hard prune, right back to the main sprout area or trunk. Just remember to cut on a downward angle and leave those essential skywood nodes. Did you know your plants like to keep an eye on their humans? They do. Your plants can tell when you are coming home from 2 meters away because you care for them, you water them, and they do recognize you, even if you don't believe that. So for their pleasure and yours, remember that the tall plants go to the back with the smaller ones in the front. If you want an island garden, such as a circular or oval-shaped bed, you will get a better display if the taller bushy plants are in the centre. You can build a mound of soil in the centre that will add interest to your landscape. So, coming up now is our new competition marble drop. And, of course, if you all remember, I put on classical music with the garden show. So, first of all, we can have our sound drop. You can count them, send me a text with what you think's there, and we'll go from there.
It's a secret sound. Here's your cue to listen in close. How many marbles are we dropping? Here it comes. Counted them? Text your guess now to 0484 510 152, and if you've got it right, you're in the draw to win.
That was The Moonlight Sonata by Lola and Hauser, the Peer Gynt Ode by Grieg, Swan Lake, Enchanted Lake, seen by Tchaikovsky, and The Four Seasons Violin Concerto by Vivaldi. Now, a lot of people buy potted plants for their gardens, and I can understand why, not so much weeding, and they make just a spectacular display as the plants you put in the ground. I have some tips for those who want to plant them in the garden, which can also be used for repotting your potted plants. When you buy potted plants for your garden, don't just dig a hole, add water, and dump it in. Check out the root system first. A pot-bound plant often has roots growing around and round inside the pot. It's important to untangle or cut these carefully so the roots spread out naturally in the soil. Remember, that roots regrow and should branch out just like the upper part of the plant. But delicate ferns such as maidenhairs will die if air gets to their roots and they dry out. So don't buy one that's root bound. Roots peeping through the base of a pot are a bad sign. Transplanting ferns has to be done quickly. First, water the pot thoroughly, shake out the plant and put in straight into very wet soil. Next day, if the fern looks wilted, trim all but the very young leaf frills. If a fern gets scraggy, give it a good haircut, right down to the soil. Now, I might have a bit more. We've got the Carmen Suite here, but music. Hope you're enjoying this classical music. Sit back, listen to it. Some Carmen Suite. Phantom of the Opera coming up.
Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here, with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Christine. And that's all I ask of you.
Night, each morning, say,
bit of William Tell overture just for a change of pace there. Now, do you know what your soil type is? There is quite a few different ones. When the experts gabble on about loam, acidic, sandy, clay and deco, well, deco is one I didn't know. Here's a quick rundown. Now, loam is the perfect all-purpose soil. It's dark, smells rich and earthy when damp, and has stuff that looks like the contents of old tea bags all through the grains of soil. It's light and friable, which means it is loose in your fingers. So really good soil to work with. Acidic soil is fine-grained black and has a heavier consistency. It's rich in volcanic minerals and comes from broken-down basalt. That's the blue metal used in roads. When it gets wet, it gets very gluggy and it dries and cracks. Now, a mixture of loam, gypsum and sand will improve this, followed by a planting of worms. So get your worms, get your loam and sand, if there's anybody with acidic soil. Okay, sandy soil is, as it sounds, has a high content of sand grains, which are made of silica, an ingredient of glass. Now, any nutrients are quickly leached away by water, which drains straight through the glassy grains. A mixture of fine mulch, wood or paper ash, loam and acidic soil will actually improve this. So you can use your acidic soil to good if you've got both, but I guess people don't usually have both. I've lived on the beach before and sandy soil was a bit hard to grow things in. It was all sand though, not soil. Now clay is the next one, is what eventually happens to limestone when it breaks down. It's usually an orangey colour. Limestone is what happens to ancient shells and coral under the pressure of time and rock formations above them. So clay has a very high lime or alkaline content, the opposite to acidic. So clay granules will hold water and the soil becomes airless and heavy. You can prove by adding a product such as clay breaker, as well as by digging in some sand and loam plus vegetable mulch. Deco is decomposed granite, and granite is what happens to sand when it has been heat treated in the volcanic ovens of the Earth's mantle. It has a sandy, gritty consistency and is sometimes interspersed with bands of creamy clay, and this is old shell grit, that creamy clay. So add gypsum, that will help. You can also increase the nutrients in deco with all your old tea leaves, wood, newspaper, ash, and lots of mulched vegetable matter. Dynamic Lifter and Blood and Bone will also make deco soil more plant friendly. So I have a bit more music here. Oh no, we have the Secret Sound Marble Drop. Are you all listening? Do you know the number? 0484 510 152. If you count them, let me know what you think.
It's a secret sound. Here's your cue to listen in close. How many marbles are we dropping? Here it comes. Counted them? Text your guess now to 0484 510 152, and if you've got it right, you're in the draw to win.
Thank you. Well, thank you to Pam for texting in her guess. She guessed was 29, which is not quite right. Sorry, Pam. But if you keep listening, they'll be on for, what's today, Thursday, till tomorrow. So now, it's about time now. We've got your soil ready. You know what you've got. It's about time now to prepare your soil for planting. So the saying is, stop growing vegetables and start growing soil. If you focus on growing beautiful soil, the plants will grow themselves. We all think the soil is only this brown stuff, but the latest soil science is starting to understand that soil isn't a thing, but is actually a process, and is a huge, diverse ecosystem that is super complex. So now it's time to start growing your soil if you want to see more magnificent veggies or flowers. Composting is part of growing your soil. I know there are a lot of people who understand composting and use it. This is a natural process of recycling organic matter, such as leaves and food scraps, into a valuable fertilizer that can enrich your soil and plants. Anything that grows decomposes eventually. Composting simply speeds up the process by providing an ideal environment for bacteria, fungi, and other decomposing organisms, such as worms and nematodes, to do their work. The resulting decomposed matter, which often ends up looking like fertile garden soil, is called compost. Compost is rich in nutrients. The three primary ones of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. It also includes traces of other essentials, elements like calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Instead of relying on synthetic fertilizers, composting offers an organic alternative. So now you have your soil all sorted out and your plants are in. You may want to photograph them when they come into bloom. So here's some tips. Gardens glow after a light shower of rain. So use your hose on the finer spray. Banks of flowers look best with low front lighting. Plan your shots early in the morning or late in the afternoon, depending on which way your garden faces. If you're using a digital DSLR, take your exposure on the actual flowers in a leafy garden. The dark greens will affect the reading, and those beautiful pale flowers will lose definition in their true colour. If you decide to focus your shot on an individual bloom or spray of blossoms, the technique is different. A fine spray of water still adds magic, but the nicest effect is contre-jour, which means backlighting, where the sunlight outlines the rim of the petals. Soft early morning light is ideal. If this is impossible, pick the bloom and photograph in a vase, preferably with the sky or a filmy curtain as background. Take your exposure reading a few centimetres from the petals, not from the sky. Check that your sharpest focus is on the centre stamens of the flower. So happy photography. Hope you get up some good flowers with those tips. Everybody likes their flowers to look beautiful. Okay, I've got a couple more songs here for you. Ode to Symphony by Beethoven.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed all this music today. It's time for me to go now. If you want to hear these tips again, there will be a recording of the show on our website, www.951gemfm.org. Just click on the Live Your Garden logo and you can listen as many times as you want. My gem for this hour is, sometimes you need the silence of nature to recover from the noise of humans. That's all from me today. I will be back with Love Your Garden on the 2nd of April. But of course, Jude's Gems will be back next Thursday as usual. Oh, and I think I forgot to give the address of our art society. We are at 20 William Street. If you know where the old neighbourhood centre is, it's the driveway beside that and you go down the back and we're out the back there. So anybody for morning tea, we'll see you then. So until next week, take care. See you then. We will go out with The Waltz of the Flowers by Tchaikovsky. I just love this music.
The voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.